getting right on, sir.
Hello?
George, I see Dirksen is raising grave questions about the consular agreement, and looks like they may make a little politics about us being soft on Russia. His objection, he says, is that we are giving them too many places to spy from, Chicago and New York and around the country. I think you ought to carefully read his press transcript yesterday and go up and see him and take the best people with you, or get Russ to, and try to nip it in the bud and compliment him on what he did on the nuclear treaty, and point out that this is definitely in the best interest of America before we get a big issue blown up there.
All right, we'll certainly move on that. I rather think Dean has already, but in any event, I'll check with him and we'll do it.
Well, he didn't do any good if he did, because he just blasted hell out of us yesterday in the morning papers.
Well, we'll get right on it. You know, the fact is that this treaty doesn't commit us to consular any particular places. That's all to be negotiated out yet. So that there's nothing in the treaty that commits us to let them be in any place. That's something that we'll have to talk about after the treaty's signed. It simply sets up the ground rules.
Well, I would have...
work it out with Dirksen, I think.
I would have Phillips ask a question. Somebody plant a question, ask him.
All right.
This does, according to what Dirksen says, and then they'll explain it and say, obviously, it's not clear on the hill what it does do, and that the treaty is very much in our interest, and kind of answer what they said at their political conference yesterday.
We'll get it out.
Now, George, I think the next few days, we've been done a great disservice by the Herald Tribune, a fellow lying about the State Department referring him back to the White House. He's left the impression to the American people that we're trying to cover up and hide something. So I think that everything that you can conceive of that to go to Phillips for his briefings ought to go, and he ought to be as full as he can in the national interest so he can keep him off our neck over here.
We'll push everything we can, Mr. Brown.
All right, thank you.
All right.